biggest bad boy of podcasting is an entertainment-based wrestling program. The opinions shared are that of the host and their guest. Some celebrity voices are impersonated and usually not well. This program is not intended for kids and certain adults. Listener's discretion is advised. You have been warned. Now let's get ready to podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is AJ Kirsch, a.k.a. Roasted Joe Brody.
And this is Follow Bob.
This is Alita.
This is Halston Bobby.
This is Darewolf PJ Black.
This is Kathy Campanelli.
This is Tom Garland. That's right, comedian Tom Garland from the movie Headstrong with Rob Van Dam. And right now, you are listening to the
Vegas Bad Boys.
Vegas Bad Boys.
Vegas Bad Boys.
Vegas Bad Boys.
Vegas Bad Boys podcast. Like, share, and subscribe. And if you don't, you can catch me outside. How about that?
Wrestling talk.
I love wrestling talk.
Is it time for wrestling talk?
Wrestling talk.
I love wrestling talk.
It's time for my wrestling talk.
Don't bother me. It's time for wrestling talk.
Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting presents Wrestling Talk.
Welcome to another edition of Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. I'm DJ Impact. I got the Bad Boys here with me, and it's our wrestling talk. The most exciting time to talk about all this past week's wrestling, and we have to start off with AEW All Out.
We have to.
Yeah.
I know. So, I got all types of notes. I'm not going to really go into it. I'm going to let you guys tell me what your thoughts of the show that you got a chance to see. Boom.
Yeah. Overall, it was a solid show. I was very impressed. Yeah, I thought it was a solid show. Listen, there were some things that we'll get into that were a little wonky, but overall, I think it was a very solid offering. So with that being said, to start off the show, I love the cinematic, if you will, match with Britt Baker. I mean, that's where the show really started for me, with Britt Baker.
Yeah, it was so different. It was so different than anything WWE ever does. And AEW fans are so dying for that different product.
A nurse.
Can I just point out one thing that I did not like about that?
Yeah.
Why was old girl only wearing top of a scrub? You're supposed to wear the whole damn thing. Why are you only wearing just the top? Just putting it out there.
Right. Well, you know what? I was happy to see Britt Baker back. I think that in the very near future, she'll be challenging for Sheeta's title. I just love the stuff that they do with her. So that was a very good, a high point for me.
Steve, what did you think about that match?
Yeah.
About the Sheeta match?
No,
the Britt.
Britt Baker.
The Britt, sorry.
Edibles kicking in.
Yeah, something like that. It was okay. Nothing really stood out for me with that match. I think that the entire show, you said that it was a solid show, Lucky. I have no problems going out there and saying that this was the worst pay-per-view that AEW's put out.
Yikes! Wow.
Full stop.
Can I also just agree? Not disagree, but agree. But add this. It's kind of like when you know someone is capable of performing great.
Yes.
Maybe within some kind of thing, and all of a sudden you just get really sloppy. And like, you threw stuff together. That's what I kind of felt like. I was a little let down.
You didn't watch it, did you?
I was a little let down, and I did watch it. Actually, I watched it today. I didn't watch it yesterday. I watched it today.
Wow.
I was a little let down.
The first half was just absolute garbage. And the second half was a little bit better. I guess best match for me would have probably been the tag team championship match.
Yes,
that was it.
That was
decent.
Decent,
That was the best match on the show.
Thank you.
It went too long. It went too long. But
it did go long, but they performed at their best level through the entire match. And that was what I appreciated.
Well, I'm happy for the Omega turn, if you want to call it that.
It was a great match, but they botched the ending of the match.
Yeah, with the move that they had? Is that what you're talking about? When
FTR spike pile driver?
Well, yeah, that too.
But okay.
Ending after everything was all said and done.
You know, wait. Now tell us how King Booker would do it. And I don't mean the real King Booker.
Right.
Well, clearly they saved the turn for TV. Listen, that's a hook, right?
Are you sure they're doing a turn, or do they not know what the fuck they want to do with
The turn is happening. But he should have done it. Omega should have beat the shit out of him at the end of the pay-per-view. Then you're going to have...
Are the Bucks going heel then?
Because they've been doing it for the show the past couple weeks with attitude problems.
Yeah.
The Bucks are not turning.
Really, the Bucks are not turning, but Omega was the one to leave with the Bucks.
Right. And
wouldn't it make more sense?
Dude, so they didn't leave together. They left the arena together.
That's
right. Omega opened the door of the SUV and asked the Bucks to get in with him, and they did not.
Okay.
Maybe that's the story beat.
So let me ask you this then. If FTR are going to be going against the Bucks, presumably, would it make more sense if Hangman was to presumably go with FTR and Tully, make that stable a little stronger, that they are the faces and that the Bucks and Omega now go heel? And so now you have where you could run 3-on-3s, you know, and do, you know, the tag team match and then the singles match as well.
Well, FTR did leave them a beer at the match.
Well, what Matt's saying makes perfect sense.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you can already see where it's heading. I think the Bucks, I mean, this is a perfect time to do it too. The Bucks, you know, they haven't won the tag team titles. Creatively, this is a place that you could go, and not a lot of people have seen them as heels. So I think.
Hold on. I got to disagree. I've seen the Bucks as heels when they weren't really the Bucks. They were Generation Me back in a long time ago. They can be some real freaking jerks.
We're talking about for this audience, you know.
I'm sure it's not going to be the difference. I'm just saying, I challenge anybody. Go look up TNA when they were Generation Me. I guarantee you it's going to be a large percentage of what they embodied back then as heels is what they're going to be coming up.
And they were good.
I enjoyed them.
Yeah, they were just mismanaged in TNA.
Yeah, 100%.
You don't say.
Lance Archer wins the casino buy-in.
Yep.
So that was pretty.
And according to JR, and he was dominant.
That casino.
JR was so off on this show.
Yes.
He was.
He was so bad.
What is JR on nowadays? It's
what medication is he on?
And obviously, I mean, did you guys hear the fucking line about the Anna Jay wardrobe malfunction?
No,
that was what lit wrestling Twitter on fire.
Yeah,
really? I guess JR had thrown out the line. Oh, I hope Anna Jay had a wardrobe malfunction or something stupid of that nature. And what the fuck? How tone deaf do you have to be, especially in this climate? With everything going on in this business, wouldn't surprise me, dude.
There's no doubt. And the other problem too is that you have Excalibur there, who cannot fucking. He doesn't know how to save anything.
Yeah,
like a fucking house could be on fire and he'd fucking call the police.
Right,
and not get out.
Oh my god.
You know what? You guys are going to rag on me for this, and that's fine, because earlier I did say I didn't like the pay-per-view that much. I was a little let down. There was one match that I did enjoy, and that was Thunder Rose versus Kushida. So I really enjoyed it. And the only reason why I will say that I did enjoy it is because you had two people who rep their styles and have distinct styles. And I enjoyed seeing the matchup I enjoyed the work that both of those did together, and it was fun to watch. So you guys can rag on me because I'm going back and flip-flopping a little bit of what I said earlier, but I really enjoyed
that. How are you flip-flopping?
Well, yeah, because I was kind of forsaken.
You're allowed to like things on a show that sucks.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
Let's be real, dude. Like,
speaking of liking things, I'll tell you what, Kip Sabian's his tongue-in-cheek vignette that he had was really good, with All Elite Wrestling sponsoring this on the bottom of the video, was just great. Just a way to slap WWE, you know, right off the bat.
Yeah, I'm sure that slapping them with a fucking shitty pay-per-view was exactly the way to do it. Now, this is... I think that this is, to me, very telling, because the headline from CBS's site for the review on this by Brent Brookhouse, 2020 AEW All Out results, recap grades, title matches stand out amid largely disappointing effort. And the headline under that, throughout a night of mishaps, a trio of solid title matches managed to somewhat save AEW's worst pay-per-view to date.
Yep.
See, but why are you surprised, Lucky? It was not a good pay-per-view. And here's what bugs me. You're sitting there going, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. None of us paid for that pay-per-view. Okay? I'm going to be honest. And for anyone out there who bitches about the WWE, oh, that pay-per-view sucked. Oh, they don't know how to do what they're doing. You know what I pay? $9.99 a month for a fucking pay-per-view. And in this case, this past month, multiple, as well as all the other fucking programming on there.
Mm.
The AEW pay-per-view, you're being asked to pay a premium price. So that's the angle that I'm looking at it from. Not as, you know, oh, this is a good pay-per-view, blah, blah, blah. The fact of the matter is if I had to pay for it, I would be pissed. And Steve, I think, you know, pretty much agreed that if you saw this and you paid fucking $40 to $60 for this pay-per-view, you'd be like, I wish I had another fucking edible right now.
Hashtag refund.
Oh,
straight up.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Did you enjoy at all Jericho and Orange Cassidy?
I thought it was a fun match.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fun match. It wasn't like, you know, 7-star classic. I mean, it was what it was. Again, it's good, edible fun.
I will say with that match, I wasn't a big fan of the match because conceptually I thought it was the dumbest shit ever, but I liked the way they set up the ring.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're ever going to do like a shit, throw someone in shit or dog food or whatever they do. I would like to see that ring set up. Well, it wouldn't be real shit. It would be like dog food or something.
But what about the main event, Mox and MJF?
That was a good match.
Good match.
It was a good match. It wasn't, I would put it in, you know, certainly the top half of the matches on the show, probably the tag title match was definitely the best match on the show. I would say that match was solid number two. Between that and the Thunder Rosa and Sheeta match, which, you know, Simon talked about a lot about that match, but that was a really, really good standout match. And I think that Thunder Rosa really did well to get herself over to the AEW audience. But it wasn't MJF's time to take the title, and it obviously he got his first singles loss, but he ended up being protected because he lost due to the illegal move because the referee's back was turned. So I mean, it's all good. Mox retains the title. MJF gets beat by the illegal move, so he really doesn't lose a whole lot as far as standing wise. So I mean, it's good.
just it will just be you have to see where they go next.
Right.
Because if they keep it, see, that's the problem too. If they keep the feud going too long, then you run out of those outs. But if you don't continue a little bit into it, then like you lose that MJF, like he should be fucking coming full force, furious with lawsuits and everything against Mox.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I had mentioned, like, you know, he came out of that protected because he lost to that particular move. So, you know, they had quote unquote booked themselves into a corner, possibly with that match, but they booked themselves out of that corner by working it perfectly. So everything's good. No one got buried because of that match, and actually both guys got a bit of a rub as a result.
Well,
but once again, really quick, once again, we had another guy bleed like a stuck pig.
Yeah.
You know, so the violence that they're selling is definitely something they won't admit they're selling, but they're doing it.
Right. And I just wish they would, honestly.
Yeah, just come out.
Just admit it. Fuck it.
Can they make their next pay-per-view? I know they probably already named all of them. Can it be AEW, Paid For in Blood? You know, that'd be something cool like that.
Well, they tried to do Blood and Guts a while back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if that is a legitimate, like, you know, a rotational pay-per-view title.
Well, shit, we know the Blood is going to be there. I mean, that's in rotation right now.
I was just going to give a shout out to the AW security. Good job on blocking Moxley. I don't know what that was. I just know when I saw that, I was like, oh, you know. I mean, and then I actually got a chance to see a different camera angle. And yeah, they took him down and, you know, took a couple of leg kicks, but that's a whole other story. But good job on the security. I thought they did a good job, you know.
It looked more like real security. Imagine that. That's what real security does.
That was the
Well, let me ask you guys this. Now that you've seen fans back at the at the shows, do you think WWE is gonna pivot now and start having fans back at the shows?
So
it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. Because it's going to take at least 2 to 3 weeks to find out how many of them got sick because they were allowed to sit on top of each other, which was stupid.
That's the one thing I don't understand. They have 3-level seating, and yet they still put them in the same
clusters.
Yeah.
Look, I'll be honest. When I saw that, Lucky, I took my sanitizer out and doubted.
You literally, I mean.
Disgusting.
It's not too much to ask if you separate people by a row and by maybe 3 or 4 seats, you know, with the amount of space that they have. So I don't understand the thought process behind it.
All right. Well, we've got our take on All Out, which I guess was very, very disappointing.
We're all out of takes.
So let's talk about some exciting wrestling then. How about WWE Raw Monday night?
Oh, man.
Yeah, why don't you get us started with that, Lucky?
Yeah. Well, listen, there was only really 2 things that I enjoyed from Raw.
Right.
Overall, it was kind of, yeah. But I really enjoyed, and we talked about it last week, how they're starting to get talent, you know, kind of separated for this upcoming draft, if you will, but the Iconics splitting was brilliant. I love the way that Peyton Royce threw Billy Kay in there to get her ass whooped. So that was entertaining for me. And then the end of the show, you saw Randy Orton is going to get his crack at Drew McIntyre again. So I think that, you know, I'm down with that. That feud is, you know, can go 1 or 2 more pay-per-views. Even though Michaels hates Drew McIntyre. But,
let me go back to the Iconics that you mentioned.
Yeah.
I mean, is it really smart now to break them up?
Yeah.
Well, there was a rumor that Vince sees a lot of stock in Peyton Royce, right? So I imagine she'll stay on Raw if that's to be true. If you are to believe the
rumors. Of course, Vince sees a lot of stock in her. I mean,
yeah, right. up top.
Yeah, she's next to Billie
Kay. I could be wrong. I just don't think that either one of them are ready to. I'm going to be wrong. To go solo. Oh,
wait a minute. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I just.
Royce is way more ready than
well, Billie. She yeah, might be more ready, but that doesn't mean that she's completely ready.
Wait, you're going to tell me Peyton Royce is a better in ring performer than Billie Kay?
Not as far as with submissions. I was speaking of the fact that based on Vince McMahon's standards, she's ready. She holds attention to the crowd. Not saying Billie Kay is nothing to snuff at, but I think she holds attention and her skill set has greatly improved for her, not for the standard, but for her. That's just my opinion.
Like how would a match with Peyton and Sasha go, or Billy and Bailey, or Shayna, or I just don't see it. I don't see a sale there. I still see more work needing to be done before those one-on-one type matches happen. I don't know. I could be wrong. I just don't think that it was time for that to happen. Later on, yes, but not so fast.
Have her join Natty and Lana. There you go.
She's gonna leave a group to go to another.
I was saying it more for the training, not with Lana. Lana's just there, but I'm saying, you know, she's probably already training with Natty and other people too. I'm just saying that just to say it might be.
Why
shit.
Do you have to put them together for the training? You just have them work.
It was a joke because they're on TV. I was just saying that's a joke, but I was saying like she does need some more seasoning. But I would say it makes sense why they're splitting them up.
Look, a lot of people. Steve. You broke Steve. Look at him. That poor guy.
But I will say this, and then I'm done with it. I think that a lot of people are upset because, you know, WWE is breaking up a lot of teams that were already presented as cohesive units. Okay, so there is that point to say, why are you breaking up teams who actually are actual tag teams? But I do say with the Iconics, I felt like they were great for their promos and stuff like that. But I do feel like a little bit what Impact was saying, they did need a little bit more sauce. I felt that they had a manager type of situation. It could have been a little bit better, but not much of an improvement. Hey, don't give me nasty looks.
But why would they need a manager? Because yeah, they already have the mic.
Or an enforcer. My apologies. How about an enforcer then?
No
enforcer? Okay.
I think it's time to let them see what they can do on their own.
Yeah.
They'll get seasoning with being in the ring with people like Natty or, you know, or other wrestlers, you know, and they'll learn. You know, I think it's important for their character development. They can already talk. So now it's just time to, you know, match the skill set with the mic skills.
But the
maybe Peyton Royce will join the Hurt Business.
She's missing one big thing.
The biggest thing to come out of Raw was the fact that Rey Mysterio not only lost his eye a few months ago, but now lost his arm.
Jesus Christ.
So, Lucky, every fucking time you ever say anything about Rey and, oh, they don't use him right, blah, 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 fuck off. Because this is all Rey has been for fucking years now, is one fucking injury after the next.
Yeah.
Rey McBroken-O.
I'm kind of sorry he signed that contract because it would have been great to see him go to AEW and then immediately blow out. First match, and he's
you
gone
fucking
would
say that shit. So real quick, I think just to circle back to the Iconics thing, I think that we are starting to see them breaking up more teams and more alliances, Simon, because we're getting closer and closer to the superstar shakeup or the draft or whatever they want to call it year. And there's a very real possibility that they're not just splitting up those teams, but they're actually going to be sending certain people to one show and certain people to another show. So that, I mean, it's just the cleanest way of doing it. And, you know, that way they can always revisit it if need be down the road. So
I prefer to see Billie Kay go to SmackDown if that's the case.
Yeah, 100%. I think she's going to SmackDown.
Okay. They Retribution showed up.
Man, fuck this. Who? So tired of fucking Retribution And now rumor has it that they're only going to be on Raw. So what the fuck? You know, it's going nowhere fast. You
what's
don't
funny,
change.
Huh? What's funny is that they were portrayed like these, you know, like basically Diet Antifa. Right. And, you know, going around being domestic terrorists. And now, oh, no, they're limited to just Raw. we're only going to let them fuck with Raw. We're not going to let them fuck with SmackDown or NXT.
Just wait. Just wait. If there's another protest rally that breaks out in violence within the next 4 to 6 weeks, they'll be on all the shows again.
Of course. That's yeah. You, Michaels,
well, in that case, they're coming.
Michaels, you and I are about as polar opposite on that spectrum as possible. But at the end of the day, we see exactly the mm-hmm. way that other people view the exact same things. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, there was Raw Underground. We got a chance to see Titus O'Neil back. And he went against Riddick Moss. You're shaking your head there, King Lucky. You wasn't feeling that?
Man, that motherfucker is built like a fucking tank and just got fucking weaseled out, dude.
All right. Time out, King Lucky. I hear what you're saying. But if you get kicked in the nuts, wouldn't you go down? We've seen Brock Lesnar's nuts hit a corner of an announce table and go
we
down.
We saw Titus O'Neil go down running to a fucking ring.
Right.
Don't surprise me.
Yeah. And you also got a chance to see Justin and Duke versus Avery.
Yeah.
So you got a chance to see a match there. All I want to know is shout out to whoever that security guard is outside of Raw Underground. That is a big dude right there.
That's the same dude that was part of Tozawa's
squad. The Ninja Squad.
Yeah.
Listen. Listen. If we get famous, we're going to hire that dude.
And you're going to pay for it, right? You're going to pay for it.
For our security.
We hold on. Time out. You're going to pay for it? You
can't work a third party.
You're right. I'm sorry about that. Damn. He can't even have a second job. Oh, nope. Man. All right.
And then also, if you ain't got catering for the Vegas Bad Boys of podcasting, who's going to feed his ass? Big boy.
He's a big boy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Impact Wrestling. Let's jump over to that. I guess I'll jump in there.
Please, let's hear it.
So, you know, it started off with a match just between Sami Callihan and RVD, that match, and, you know, just a regular match.
You sound excited about it.
Yeah, you know, it was all right. But WrestleHouse, this is pretty interesting. First off, Swinger had lost to Crazy Steve last week, and the rules were that if he lost, he had to dress up like Crazy Steve. So we got a chance to see what Swinger looks like in face paint.
Well, I see why he wears the glasses, Daddy.
So, yes, that was pretty interesting. They finally was settling this whole thing with Bravo. You know, Bravo's the manager for Taya, but he also has this love affair with Rosemary. So this is part of the whole reason why Russell House started in the first place. I know we never really talked about how it even got started, but Rosemary, with her powers, put her and a bunch of people in this house to get Bravo to come to her to realize that she is somebody he wants. That's what this whole thing's been this entire time. So anyway, they end up having a match between Rosemary and Taya outside, and Bravo was the referee for that particular match. And you know, and Taya did win that match. So overall, as Rosemary was like, look, apparently I'm just not going to get Bravo. This is just not going to happen. I'm done with it. What does Bravo do? He proposes to her in the ring and says, hey, I can be a manager for Taya and you can still be my love. And because they all accepted that, they ended up saying, okay, let's get out of the WrestleHouse and back into the Impact Zone. Don't shake your head. I don't want to see no smirks. All right. This was great stuff. So Needless to say, Wrestle House is no more because now they're back in the Impact Zone.
Thank you for whoever was listening to the show.
Which Quarantine House is over, huh?
Yeah. What was interesting about that whole thing, now keep that in mind, Deonna Purrazzo was decided she was going to have a black tie party in the ring for her celebration of being the women's champion. And while the other talent that never made it to Wrestle House, who actually were there, they surrounded the ring and eventually Jordynne Grace came out to have a few words against Deonna to break up this little party affair. First off, who shockingly comes back? Tennille Dashwood. Tennille! Yes, she's back. And she has some words for Deonna, which of course Deonna's pissed off because now this whole black tie party that she was having in the ring is now ruined. But it also, at the same time, who appeared in the ring? The whole crew of Wrestle House. They just magically appeared back in the ring. So that just messed up the entire black tie affair. So now you have the entire pretty much talent all in the outside of the ring. Pretty cool how they did it. I thought it was that all that was pretty entertaining. But yes, we do have Tennille back in the into wrestling at Impact Wrestling again. Outside of that, they were running Reno Scum versus Rhino. That was an interesting match right there. There was a cameraman eventually got into the ring and ended up taking down Reno Scum. And then what do you know? That cameraman was Heath. So Heath helped Rhino win that because it was a 2-on-1 match there. And of course, that sent Scott D'Amore and his security because, again, Heath isn't technically signed with Impact Wrestling as of yet, right? Last big thing, EC3, he popped up on a screen while Moose was in the back room. Yep. And pretty much tells him that you're going to have to find me, Moose, or the TNA title will be in pieces. So Moose pretty much went all around the backstage area asking people, where is EC3? In fact, he even ran into someone and said, call the police. There's a hostage situation with this particular belt. So we got to find out. And then at the end of the show, with Moose, he saw a bunch of pictures of himself all on this board. You know how they do when detectives and police work is trying to figure out, you know, who did the crime. It was a bunch of pictures of that of him in his football gear when he was wrestling and all this. And it pretty much ended up to a location where Moose is going to have to go and find EC3. So the very last part of that entire show, though, Eddie Edwards versus Eric Young for the Impact title. And yes, we do have a new Impact title champion, Eric Young. All right. So no more Eddie Edwards for that. So other than that, I thought it was a pretty good show. No more Wrestle House. I'm going to miss that. I mean, as corny as it was, I thought it was still pretty exciting to see that. But that's Impact Wrestling. Let's move over into WWE NXT. All right. My note says 6-man street fight. Who want to take it from there? Nobody? Okay. Well, we won't talk about the six-man street fight.
We'll talk about
There was other things that took place too. Candice LeRae invited Tegan over for house for dinner. What's that going to be about?
I don't know, because looking at her her ring gear, Candice LeRae is confusing to me. I don't know what they're doing with her.
She is an evil Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell. She's an evil Tinkerbell.
Mm-hmm.
There's the lisp.
Yeah. How about we don't do it?
The lisp or the Tinkerbell?
No. The lisp is okay, I guess. But how about we don't do what her little fairy outfit that she was wearing?
That's not your fantasy? Because it's a fantasy of a lot of guys that
okay, like. Okay, we get it. Whatever. Move on. We'll find out next week when they fucking actually do it. Who cares?
Yeah. I thought the Fatal 4-Way Iron Man match delivered. There should have been a winner, but I get it. They got to get the hook in for the next Super Tuesday show. I do expect Balor to win. The Undisputed Era will probably be somewhere involved in that. And then they can kind of prolong the feud and have Balor and Cole feud over the title for a little bit.
Oop.
All right, let's hear it.
Undisputed Era cost Cole the title. Cole goes up main roster. Balor takes over Undisputed Era.
Oh, I like that. That's sexy. I'll take it.
Hunter. Hunter.
Cut the check.
Make it sexy when you cut the check.
Do it.
Yeah, make it sexy. Yeah, I do like that. That's good.
Well,
yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Did you come
back
up?
There's nothing else to say.
Did you come up with that on your own, Matt, or did you read that?
Nah, I haven't read that. So
okay. He channeled his inner Smark.
Hey, let me ask you guys. Was this the first time? I get tired. I'm sure this has probably been on air before. Bronson Reed's video entrance was amazing. Was that first time I saw that?
I think wasn't that new?
I think it is. Yeah. I think it is the first time.
Dude,
because they're now introducing him as the Colossal Bronson.
Right. Man. Did you see that video entrance? Shout out to the everyone who put that together. Everything is right. The video, the music, the wording. But when you saw that, you know, again, like the Colossal figure walking through there, I was like, man.
There was a rapper and I can't remember his name for the life of me, but he had a similar video like that. The song was called Never Scared. And he was
When I like walked that. Through the club and you think I'm a punk.
What was his name?
Bone Crusher.
Bone Crusher. Fuck, Steve, you win the pony.
Hello.
Well, yeah, I just want to shout them out for that. Because when I looked at that, I was like, that is just beautiful.
Yeah, that was.
That was definitely good. And I'm glad that they're doing something with Bronson Reed. I mean, you know, granted, Tim Thatcher made him tap out on this show, but they seem like as if they're invested in Bronson Reed. So definitely a good sign for the future.
And also a clean win for Thatcher.
What's that?
It was a clean win for Thatcher.
Yeah. Which is definitely good. I thought that NXT did beat AEW this week as far as quality of show across the board for their weekly show as well. So, you know, not a good week for AEW across the board on that.
Well, you know, one big reason why the show was so good, there was no Cameron Grimes.
That was actually something that I was sad about.
Right.
Me too.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah, he deserves that. He definitely deserves that. But yeah, I just wish that there would have been a fucking winner in the main event. Because if for no other reason, every Iron Man match that they've ever had since the beginning of time, they've said, fuck it, we're gonna give sudden death. You know?
But think about that. You're dealing with the brand that tries stuff and executes it better than the WWE does.
Right.
And in this case, you have two Super Tuesdays in a row.
Yeah.
So instead of just doing the same thing we've seen forever, why not have Regal come in there and say, all right, enough. You versus you next week, champion. Boom.
Yeah. It's just one of those things. I would have preferred to have, you know, a champion crown that night. I understand why they did it, because again, you know, it's all about money and it's all about ratings, which we, you know, I would say the exact same thing if it was done on AEW. I just would have preferred there to be a concrete winner at the end of the show. Period.
I agree with that.
I would. I as well agree. I was actually a little bit frustrated when he came out because I thought he was because he looked at Cole for a while. I thought he was going to tell him, "No, Finn wins or Balor wins."
Yeah,
that, I thought he was going to say it. But
so did anybody else notice as well that the that he benefited from a fast count at the very end?
Oh, mm-hmm. For fuck's sake. Now we're going to talk about fast counts and shit.
Because, so here's the thing. When the hand comes down for one, there's 2 seconds showing on the clock. So clearly, what? It was a fast count.
Wait. No one has ever said that a count has a second. It's just, that's it. Come on.
Well,
at least he didn't let Matt Hardy wrestle the rest of the night.
Well, I would sure as shit hope that that would be the case.
Yeah. Going back to the six-man street fight, which no one wanted to talk about, I have put down some notes here. It was Escobar, Breezango, Isaiah Swerve Scott. But I put down – so there must have been a lot going on in that match. I put tons of spots throughout the match. Jumping off a forklift, hit with a spinning ladder, hit with a trash can lid.
You just said something that they used that forklift spot, and then Saturday AEW went with that forklift spot.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, seriously, that's probably no coincidence.
There are no such things as coincidences. Exactly. Yeah. We all know that.
I just thought it was boring. I just thought it was underwhelming.
There was a run-in.
I thought it was a good match.
It was a
run-in. I thought that was a solid start.
Yeah, it was a decent way to start.
He had a run-in from Imperium. People going through tables. It was a lot going on through there, but it wasn't bad, though.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
I mean, but you know what the stake was at the end of the night. So, I mean, it was a good opener, but, you know.
Truthfully, I the reason why I didn't say anything right there was because I wanted DJ Impact to, as he did, eloquently break down the match.
Well, there you go.
Well, guys, that's why
I
paid the big bucks over here.
Oh, really? Are you willing to disclose your financial statements?
Wait, you're getting paid?
It's in the contract when you can't see.
There's nothing on that paper there.
Right. What's page 17? What's page 17? Right.
Yes, page 17. All right. Let's jump over. There wasn't anything that happened right in AEW that Wednesday.
The only thing of note is Serena Deeb versus Thunder Rosa. And I think Deeb probably earned a contract if it hasn't happened yet. But that was the only bright spot for me since we already covered All Out. I thought that was it.
Okay.
And Janela's pants.
That they earned a contract too.
His pants.
Nothing on that Sin City at all. Let's get through the week.
Like, no, I was not wasn't a fan of Dynamite this week. I mean, it didn't feel like an AEW show, like it or what AEW had normally put on.
Well, we got the whole Casino Battle Royal on fucking, you know, for free. So.
And, so the highlight of the show was, for me, Jake Roberts saying the words, bust a nut.
Yes!
The promo.
Yes! Yes, that was amazing. Christ. Bust a nut.
What the fuck, dude?
I love Jake.
I literally did a spit take. I fucking lost it right then and there. Just because of all times, I did not expect Jake Roberts in a live promo on Dynamite to say the phrase bust a nut.
Bullshit. He's already said some crazy ass shit, but I wasn't expecting that him to use the Bionicle bust a nut term. That was awesome.
Yeah, that definitely took the cake.
Can we get a recording of that and make that as like a ringtone? Put some music in the back. You know how they make like the meme?
Okay, we get it.
I almost made it without getting muted.
Almost.
Just want to point that out.
I didn't have to all right, well, at all last week.
This is true. I wasn't here. Very, very true.
So let's jump over to SmackDown. And let me just say this. First off, I was entertained by the show. But I will tell you, my only thing that I will mention on the show, that one, DJ Impact's number one entertain value point of the show.
Ooh.
Okay? Sami Zayn. Okay? Sami Zayn, I enjoyed that little segment coming out and just going off on the fact that he was not introduced as the Intercontinental Champion, and to the point where he, you know, he had to take the microphone and talk to the folks in the back to also figure out what was going on. I can watch Sami Zayn all the time. He is just that entertaining for me, and that was my point of laughing. When I like to laugh hard, that means you've done what is very difficult to do, and that's to win that award. So shout out to Sami Zayn on SmackDown. What's your guys' take on the show?
SmackDown has the three best heels going right now.
Mm-hmm.
With Reigns, with Bayley, and with Zayn.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
I will say that they teased a mystery woman this week.
Mm-hmm.
Just they any did. Thoughts of who that is, guys?
Chelsea Green.
Ooh, I like that one. And I'm sold on Chelsea.
It's probably fucking Lana.
Actually, another name that I heard that was floating around was kind of interesting.
He's been reading the sheets. Okay, go ahead.
So we all laughed last week when I did mention that Meltzer had stated that Randy Orton was next in line for Drew again. So, and we saw what happened on Raw. I'm just putting that out there.
Okay. All right, let's hear what the next one is.
Eva Marie.
Oh, dude, I would love it. You know what? It makes a lot of sense.
Oh, God. Oh, you just earned a mute. Fuck off. Eva Marie should never dude, be a fucking let me, any fucking no. No.
Hold on.
But she's in movies.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Eva Marie was entertaining. Maybe she couldn't work a match that great.
And what they were doing.
Yeah. It was entertaining.
Okay. I will tell you this, Matt. I will tell you this. Because of what she couldn't do and how whack she was.
What could she do?
She got booed all the time, which is what you want, right? You want to be able to grab the attention of you either be a hater.
And she got booed. Wait. This point is made many a times, and that is you don't get booed just because of cheap heat. She had cheap heat. People just did not like her.
She had X-Pac heat.
Right.
I get that.
Like,
heat. I get that, but it all sounds the same when you're doing live television. No one cares if it's cheap heat or not.
Because if you're influenced by that reaction to someone because they don't like them, and then they keep using that person, that's counterproductive.
Yeah, then you're tone deaf to your audience.
Can I add something?
So you will say the same about Roman Reigns, Dan, before this, you know, back back in the day.
No, because Reigns actually could work, right?
Right.
So they were using him as a face, right? And he has validity in terms of his work amount. I'm talking when she comes out and she can do nothing and she gets booed because she sucks.
Right.
That's not because she's a good heel.
I get that.
He sucks.
But it sounds the same on television either way. That's all I'm saying.
It sounds the same, yeah. But in the reality of how many times you got to see that person continue. Listen, again, I think Lana is shit. And basically, Steve, if that is theory is right, then me saying that it was Lana, it's the same fucking person. Eva Marie and Lana are the same fucking person.
But if Vince had to choose to have Eva go out with hella booze and Lana go out when it's quiet, I think he would take Eva Marie.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying.
What it comes down to is that they get the same type of reaction.
But they don't. Because no one cares about Lana. Eva Marie, although they don't care about her, they hate her enough to make a noise about it. Lana, they don't care about, is what I'm saying.
No, they did. Remember when she was
at one point? Yeah, they did. Yeah.
But
and
now,
and Eva Marie comes in, she gets her fucking 5 minutes, and then people will tune her out the same way.
All right, King Lucky, back to you, man. You were excited for Eva Marie, if that's the case.
Listen, if it is, I'm excited. I mean, I think that she's not a good worker or a worker at all, if you will.
Then why hire her? For what?
Dude, the entertainment value.
Bam, can we state the obvious? Let's just, come on, because she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. She's great to look at. And she gets booze like Impact said.
But that doesn't affect let's put it this way. If you're bringing her in and everyone is so goddamn pissed that so-and-so doesn't get their talent, you know, they don't get their shots. All right. Now she's taking a spot.
I agree.
What? She's going to be in the ring.
I agree.
Well, let me ask you this. Could she start? Would you be okay if she was just a manager?
No. She's horrible.
Okay.
Well, can we move on? I want to say one thing real quick, if that's okay. I want to test something because you guys have been right. People do watch the show and listen to the show. Would it be really cool, whoever this mystery woman is?
No, Sasha does not get it.
I'm not talking about Sasha. I'm going to get to Sasha later. Would it be really awesome if, hope you're listening, WWE, if whoever premieres, they show up on all of the screens?
Ooh.
I just want to point it out there and see what
happens. You must have watched the show last week. We did talk about that. But yes, I think that would be cool. That'd be the perfect placement for it.
Yeah, we already covered that last week with Retribution.
All right, here we go. And I love this because I've been saying it. Alexa Bliss will enter the Funhouse next week. The puppet was behind her. She had the dreadlocks like Bray. Did you see that?
That sounded really bad the way you described that. I just want to put that out there. It sounded really bad.
It's going down. They're continuing the angle, Michaels.
Yeah.
Boom, baby. Deal with it.
Yeah. You know what else was funny about SmackDown? I don't know if y'all if you caught on to it, but I thought it was hilarious. When Sheamus had took Big E Langston and slammed his ass on the car. And then after that, Caleb Braxton is reporting this shit as they're trying to attend to him. Yeah. I was in my chair laughing, and then Sheamus comes up. I'm like, what the fuck?
You know what? I was looking at that too, and I was like, why do they look like they're doing like a horrible job with what would you do in this case, in a scenario that there was someone hurt on a car like this? It was like they were lost. And usually they're pretty good with, you know, with acting out what they needed to do. But in this case, and then eventually they go, oh, let's go grab whatever the board, whatever that board is that you strap them to. And that was towards the end of the segment. But till then, they were just looking at them like, well, what do we do? That part was pretty pretty interesting.
Before we move on to the big meat and potatoes of SmackDown, I just want to say that Jey Uso win was dope. You know, it was a good win for him, but I think they missed the boat in having him, you know, do that spot. Instead, just have him join Roman. It's the low-hanging fruit.
Just to say they're not going to.
Yeah, they kind of teased it anyway.
No, he will.
Finger poke of doom incoming.
Yeah. All right.
That's the thing, dude. You fucking want all these hand jobs all at one time. Fuck off, man.
Well put. Well put.
All right. Moving on.
I could definitely see there being a revisiting of the finger poke of doom at the pay-per-view.
They won't do anything like that, but it won't happen until the Usos are back together.
Right.
This is just one way to use the guy, and probably, honestly, was Roman saying, you know, I'd like to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
This way his fucking cousin could be on TV while his fucking brother's out. Come on, man.
Let me ask you this. Who do you think this new friend will be who would join the Funhouse next week? Any idea who this friend
gonna
may
be? Bliss, you just said.
Gonna be Bliss. He just busted open a. He just busted a nut.
Yeah,
talking about
definitely
it.
Definitely Bliss, man.
Okay, all right.
Did you see? Wait, let me ask you. Did you see the puppet in the back?
Well, I saw that, but I didn't. I would have never. I don't know. I guess I didn't see the two. I see it now, but I thought when it comes another friend, it was gonna be someone else.
Wait, did you see the red dreadlock in her hair? Honestly.
I didn't cue in on the red dreadlock, but I mean, if you saw it, man, it's cool.
It was right there for you guys. But yes, she had a red dreadlock in her hair.
Yep.
Was on the left side or the right side?
It was on the right side.
Yeah, I would hope you would say the right side because that's the way the camera was shooting. Yeah. You're talking about when she was talking to Nikki, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. But yeah, that's definitely. And we'll let Simon Street now get into what happened with Bailey.
Yeah, we need to let Simon just vent. And just get all those feelings out there, man.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but nothing hurts more.
Ass hand it to you and kill.
But yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. But I will say this: I am now even more excited than I have been because I didn't want them to weak sauce the buildup of their match. I wanted it to be crazy. You not only backstabbed me, but you stabbed my heart and my soul. And I think we're going to get
there. They're going to have a match.
They're not going to.
That draft happens. They ain't going to be on the same.
Well, even if it builds up. Okay, that's fine. No. I'll even say for me, I can live with that as long as we go back and touch it. Do you see what I'm saying? Okay. That sounded bad.
No, God, no.
Well, let me ask you guys.
You mean that?
Let me ask you guys this because
I didn't mean it that way.
Bailey like eviscerated her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kudos to Bailey because that was very convincing. And Sasha has always been a rag doll. Like she can sell some crazy shit. And the way when Bailey jumped off the top rope and she had her neck in there, I was like, fuck. Like that's exactly what I said.
Did anyone think it was gonna happen that night? Did you see that coming? That night, I mean, we all know it was going to eventually come, but
I didn't think it was going to happen that night. I knew it was going to happen within 2 weeks, from payback. I
do like the way that they got the payoff on TV. I think that's important because if people are critical of their shows and stuff like that, they could have easily did this on the pay-per-view, at payback, but they did it on TV. So I thought that was excellent, writing on that piece. I'm interested to know how long you guys think Sasha Banks is going to be out for.
Rumble.
There you go. That's what I said.
Is she going to come back face?
Yes.
Well, without question.
Is she
going to
change her music again? Is she going to change her music again? I know, but is she going to change her music again? I'm just curious.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a thought.
Her music is healed right now.
Yeah.
And then ultimately, she's going to face Bayley at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to win the Rumble Battle Royal, the Women's Battle Royal, and that's what's going to set it up for WrestleMania.
Right.
And I'm calling it right now, so please remember this. Not only is she going to win the title from Bayley at WrestleMania, I hope that's how they're setting it up, but she will, for once, silence the doubters and have a long reign.
Oh.
She will have a long title defense. Yeah, and have successful title defense.
I'm in on that one. Yeah.
I would like to see that finally because she needs to break that mold.
Well, it all depends on when Charlotte comes back.
Yeah, you ain't lying there.
She'll crash the party.
A couple weeks on the wrong show. A couple weeks tops.
Yeah. As long as she ends up on the show opposite of Charlotte, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
She doesn't need the title.
No, she doesn't. But I'm saying it in a sense, again, I'm saying it from the standpoint of a fan. I would like to see that at least said, for a while she didn't know how to do a proper title defense. But she made up for that by having a decent lengthy, standing with the title and made title defenses. I'd like to see that as a fan. Fair to say.
Yeah. And I mean, who's to say? I mean, Becky Lynch could be back too. So, I mean, there's so many different things that you can throw in this mix. But I do like your train of thought.
It also depends on what point Sasha decides to lay down backstage and start throwing a temper tantrum.
Damn.
She does that very well. I will give it to her.
Come on.
She did it.
She did.
And she won.
She didn't
ultimately
win.
Ultimately, compared to her other people who would have tried. Okay, let's put it this way. What she pulled, a lot of other people couldn't pull.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, she was off fucking TV for months on end.
Okay, when she did that. You're right. But here's the thing.
Because what are you going to do? You're going to take her out of the contract.
No, no, no. Just hear me for a second, because I know you're going to go on me. I know you're going to go on me. I just want to say this, and you can say what you got to say. Other than Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Bayley, okay? Your premieres, right? Who else could have gotten away with that outside of those women?
None of them, because they're the fucking four horsewomen. They're going to get away with it.
I think she knew that, and she pulled that card.
Yep. But she was still taken off of fucking TV for months on end.
But who was hurting?
Her pocketbook.
Yeah, I would say
not that bad, because she knew what she was doing and she was waiting it out.
No, I mean, at the time, you still had those and gates and stuff like that. So she definitely was hurting more.
Yeah, because what are they going to do? Release her from her contract? They could have kept her off TV for the rest of her contract.
Yeah.
It could have.
Getting out of the contract, because they're not going to let her go to AEW or to Impact or the Ring of Honor.
Yeah. So the more important question is,
if she didn't have the leverage, she would have been on TV the next fucking day.
Well, I agree. And I feel like there really isn't anybody that has leverage like that's actively on the roster right now. I mean, Brock Lesnar has shit like that. I think if Brock Lesnar said, what's the price?
Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Roman Reigns now. You're right.
Charlotte Flair, Seth Rollins, AJ Styles. Listen, AJ just got fucking all this alleged heat from his Twitch station. Yet at the same time, you ain't seeing him being fucking put in a corner.
Yep. Well, because he probably also knows at the end of the day, you're going to pay me so I don't have to worry about what I'm losing with Twitch.
Oh, he knows that they're not taking him off fucking TV or putting him in a position where he's going to go to AEW.
Yeah, he's basically untouchable at this point.
As he should be.
So you can keep your Twitch, AJ.
Of course.
Keep your Twitch to yourself.
By the way, I do have to say how I did like the way that they got Big E out of the match, out of the four-way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because that still kept him extremely strong.
Yeah.
And that way he can now come back and say, hey, I never got my rightful opportunity. And then, okay, that can set up a match with him versus the number one contender, and boom, he's got a world championship match. So
yeah.
Really well done on their part with that.
Yeah.
Well, the question is does Big E grow some balls? And in this championship match, does he cost Uso the championship?
Yes.
That's how, I mean, I that's
I that could very well end up the, you know, the being tip. Something that starts the the thing that we've been discussing.
Yeah, Samoan family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did anyone notice that Nia was wearing a Tamina shirt?
Yep. Sure did.
I think it would be great. I think it'd be very great for business.
I love DJ shaking his head like he was hip on that as well as the bunny in the background. Like, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, like I said, I thought SmackDown all the way around was on point this weekend. As far as I was concerned, everything that they were putting on, I was like, I like that. I like how they did that. That's dope how they do that. That's really cool how they do that. Every segment was just, it was on. I got to give them, which is why it had to suck that they had to deal with the news that was coming out that same day, you know, when you have a good episode like this, because you know what gets tramped over. And I'm not saying maybe it shouldn't, but still, I don't know.
Well, thankfully, SmackDown doesn't have to deal with Underground and the fucking Retribution.
They should call Retribution. What's a good disease that always comes back? Like gonorrhea. They should call them gonorrhea because they just keep coming back.
I can't wait for you guys to sit there going, yeah, Retribution, it was just so smart. I knew a whole time it was going to be this person running it.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to say that. I have no idea what the hell they're doing.
Hashtag not my king.
Fuck
you. Hashtag a king that walks alone.
We know that his ass will be like, oh, well, I called it, blah, 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 blah.
No, I never called anything on fucking Retribution. And I'm not a fan, period, the end. When the angle gets dropped, thank you.
So the last thing I'll say, and we'll get ready to end the show. One thing about that I am disappointed about going back to NXT running on Tuesday is the fact that it hurt Impact Wrestling numbers
this week.
So reading that, hey, don't look like that, Michaels, because I want Impact to.
I do too, but yeah. Put Impact on a station people fucking get, right.
And yeah. It'll be
competitive.
Then they'll stop
getting. I would love if NXT. I would love if NXT moved to Tuesdays permanently.
That would kill them.
Or Thursdays.
But look, I mean, I would assume Impact would want to be on a channel that everyone can reach, but apparently, what are they just unshoppable or and
no one wants own, to? They own Access.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The problem is we don't all own Access.
Right.
Yeah. That's the thing. Access has to work out deals with the other cable companies.
Right. That's what it comes down to. So, yeah. I mean, there's no – they're not taking away viewers because there's not viewers to be found anyway.
And ideally, they're in a perfect spot whether they're on Tuesday or Thursday because Wednesday, which is your NXT and AEW day – either before you're looking to get some wrestling or either after, you know.
I'm just saying, in my reading today of looking through topics, one of the topics that popped up was Impact Wrestling lost some viewers due to Super Tuesday, which makes sense.
Yeah, but they caught – so there's nothing that is legitimate that they lost those viewers.
Well, I'm sure they'll be back, but for the day, for the counting of Tuesday.
No, but I'm saying whoever wrote that article is insinuating that they lost those viewers to NXT specifically.
Yeah.
There's nothing that says they think. Right. There's fucking the NHL playoffs. They got the NBA playoffs. You got, you know, baseball games. So you got a whole bunch of other shit.
Yeah, but those things has been happening previous weeks as well, and those articles hasn't been written during those times. But you're getting
deeper into the playoffs now.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think NXT's power is enough to take away from Impact, but I could be wrong. You could be right on that.
They'll get those five guys back.
All right, and I'm hoping they do.
They average like 130.
What Michael said, you get those five guys.
They average 130,000. They'll be back.
150. So let's get to our the end of the show, final thoughts. And the bottom of my screen is King Lucky. So you go first.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We can't thank you enough. We do this because of you. And that's it. Just keep listening to the show. Download the app.
All right. Simon Street.
I will also say the same. Thank you so much for tuning in the show. Don't forget to download the app. When we have, shows that come up, NXT, Raw, Impact Wrestling, we have our live chats. Please enter them and you know, by all means, have fun. We're fun guys.
All right, Sin City Steve.
Obviously, thank you for liking, subscribing, watching, listening, yada, 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 yada. Thank you to all of the people who popped into the Facebook chat tonight. And also, it's one of those things that a lot of things are breaking down with our society right now. But one thing that we all need to keep in mind is that we are literally all in this together. So... it doesn't hurt to just check in on your friends once in a while, make sure that everybody's doing all right in your inner circle. And hell, even in your outer circle, if there's somebody that you haven't talked to in a while, reach out to them, say what's up, see how they're doing. Just because that one minor thing might have a huge impact.
Awesome. Matt Michaels.
Yeah. I mean, Steve's right. Even if you have, kind of a nightmare of a family, or you find yourself kind of in a dark order, you know, it's important to have your inner circle. You know, who knows when you might need your best friends. You know, even if they, if you just need them to bring you some of the bubbly, it's just, oh, you didn't mean it like that. Okay.
Oh man, that's gonna be a soundbite this week.
I thought you were gonna end it with "bust a nut." I really thought you were gonna say that at the end.
I wish there was a way we could just get like eliminate. Is there a kick out of room here?
Oh, that's mean.
Oh, put in waiting room. I can do that. That's oh, remove, mean. Remove. I can do it.
Yeah. Oh, that hurts. Oh, man. That hurts.
Well, again, as everyone says, thank you for listening. We will see you back next week. Until then, take care.
Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting.